Wow-wee, Jimmy boy, blow me down. That changes everything. I almost felt like a adult.
Or I almost feel like an adult again. Is that what you're trying to say? Or?
Yep, all right, I can say that. I almost feel like a adult again. You say that. I almost feel like an adult again.
What are you doing down there, please? Have you got a CC and dry open or something?
How do you say it then? I almost feel like an adult again. Adult. Right. Wowee, blow me down, Jimmy boy. That changes everything. I almost feel like a adult again.
Oh, Bill. Come on. Come on, Willis.
Yes, Jim.
That's not your finest stuff.
No, no, but you bake me. I've just been listening. You bake me, Jim.
What do you mean?
I got an apple stuck in my throat. Oh! I had an
apple. He's underway with the next one already.
It's Jim, going down.
I got an apple. Yeah. You know why? That I pinched it out of the fridge and it's karma getting me back. Because I got this. I got apple stuck in back of throat. Hey, operator. I got apple stuck in back of throat.
Oh, no. What are we dealing with?
Oh, crikey.
Phil.
Oh. Well, it's getting into my artillery. tap on the front door.
Luce is not impressed.
She wouldn't understand it.
No, no. 99% of the family members don't understand it, Bill.
It's one of those funny means jokes.
Means jokes.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Just a new thing that's hit the Y-Gen. Let's go.
Write that down, Hick. A means joke.
Yes. You wouldn't understand it, old boiler. Hick, a bit of some punk Bulawa, and then we move on.
Some punk Bulawa.
Halfway through writing down the means joke.
I don't get any of where this means.
Yeah, neither do I.
He's clinging on. This is one of those days I'm letting him go. So,
where are you going?
What are we doing now then, Bill?
We're going to a break, 5 o'clock news. Chris Humphreys will be up. He'll give us the news, and then we're away.
Who's Chris Humphreys?
I don't know.
Maybe establishing standards, Bill.
Yeah, maybe, Jim. Maybe. I don't know what that is, but he's put the front foot forward.
Write that down.
Hey, a couple of big names out for the Port Adelaide side, Jim. Who'd you pick in this game? Port Adelaide.
This is your big footy news. You're just going with team selection.
Well, there's two outs, you dick. Jim, all right, who did you pick in this game? Port and Adelaide.
Well, I don't pick.
Well, who do you think's going to win?
Adelaide.
All right. And if you pick Port like I did, but then I find out today that Jay Schultz, and Hamish Hartlett.
Oh, have you been to a lunch?
No, I haven't.
Where have you been?
I got some Vietnamese roll.
Vietnamese.
That's 3 in 60 seconds.
Is he at?
I think they put something in it.
They might have.
Yeah. Put some liquid gold. Gold, my friend. Liquid gold. Hamish. It's a bad name, Jim.
You idiot. Can we please back over Bill saying, pardon, during the recent ad? Hilarious. Hashtag learn how to speak. So it was during the Google ad. Let's have a listen.
Yes. Google has partnered with the AFL to enable you to vote for your player of the month.
Maybe
it might be Tom Hawkins.
So, Bill.
Yes.
I don't think you got that out as cleanly as perhaps you'd like.
For Google.
And they do pay for them.
Exactly. It's something they're purchasing.
Who gets paid?
So, instead of saying partnered, let's see if we can get it right. So, you've got the ad in front of you there for Google?
Yes, Jim.
Oh, let's give them another outing.
3, 2, 1. With the end of another epic round of footy comes another chance to vote. Good start. Yes, Google have partnered.
No!
No!
Again, Bill. So you got the first bit out all right. Another chance to vote. Next line. Yes.
Yes, Google have partnered.
How do you say it, Jim?
Have teamed up with the AFL.
Can you believe that?
I actually
he's
can't.
Had six goes at it, and he still can't say it.
Part.
It's two syllables.
Partened. Geelong, Jim. I'm going to welcome back some regulars this week. What's wrong with me?
I don't know what's wrong with you.
I'm just not right.
You aren't.
See someone?
There was another one off the top today where you just uttered something that no one really understood. You just trailed off.
Mm.
Yeah. Have you got that one, Dave?
No, he hasn't.
Not just at the moment.
All right, we'll get that and get that ready for the next one. Bill,
Hugh Seawood, me doctor. I'm going to see him on Monday and I might have a brain scan.
You forgot what you were saying off the top and just sort of trailed off.
I was trying to get in blue sky, beautiful day into the listeners.
I know
listeners.
What you were trying to say, but you couldn't.
Well, sometimes it doesn't work. In my head or something. It doesn't come from there down to me mouth, Jim.
Doesn't
work. No, it doesn't work. I don't know what happens, but it doesn't work. It just, there's a blockage.
Oh, is there?
I think I might have an enema.
Oh!
Hey, yes. Aaron, how many months pregnant now?
5 months, 26 weeks. Is that 5 months? Yeah, no, five. Yeah,
what was it? 5 months?
6 months, is it?
Well, there's a picture here, six and a half months pregnant.
Sorry,
so
you're right. Hang on.
She's gone backwards.
I mucked that up. 26 weeks is six and a half. Yes. That's correct.
All going well there?
Yeah, all going well.
You're looking
doing
after
nursery.
Her?
Yeah, I am. Take good care of her.
Any fetishes?
No, Bill.
What do you call it?
I beg your pardon, Bill.
When you get, you got to eat something.
Yeah. Don't say anything. What are they, Bill?
What is it, Jim? When you get a Jill?
Any fetishes?
Not fetishes, Joey.
You're on your own.
What do you call it, Joey?
Bigby, just keep the pen in your hand and write this whole breakdown.
3:24 and 15 seconds, mark it down.
Don't come in, Jill.
No fetishes, Bill. No fetishes.
Sorry, Ez. I was trying to say any, when you...
And there's like, kids in the room.
What, Bill?
Eat dirt and things like that. They do. Some, when they're pregnant.
You to go to McDonald's in the middle of the night. And
exactly.
What's it called, Bill?
I'm going to ask Jill.
Oh, he's got it.
He's walking out.
He's walked out of the studio. Now he's coming...
Jill doesn't know.
No. He's still, let's get it.
We're just going to leave him. Leave him, Joey. Don't give him the word.
Anyway, all's going well. Very exciting.
Have you worked out what it is?
No.
1-3-3-5-3. Ring Bill with the word he's
and I'll give
for.
You a prize.
All right. Not get on fetishes. The phone right now. 1-3-3-5-3. It's not fetishes.
Nina Pasadena pack for them, Jim. We need to know it.
Tell Bill the word he's looking for a pregnant lady who wants to eat something repeatedly. Here they come. Oh, they come piling in. Righto, we'll get the guys answering.
Let's go on air here.
Yeah, no, we're going to.
Now,
Bill.
Do you?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, don't worry.
Phones light up then.
Anything for a prize.
Millions of people listening. Let's
don't
go.
You have that on Dead Set Legend?
Steph first.
No one calls.
Steph, what's the word he's looking for?
Craving.
Yeah. Craving, Steph.
We're in one of those Zoom conference things, and even from this distance, I can see you haven't changed one bit.
I think you've got it on the long ways.
On the what?
On the long ways Zoom. Paramatic.
Oh, Bill. You have another go at that, please.
Parramatta. See, they're in trouble, Jim, up there in the NRL.
Right, I want you to have one more go at that, please.
No, I'm not. Anyway, ring us now.
One more go, please.
1-3-3-5-3, your brag artist for the week.
No,
very
Rabs,
good
don't,
prize.
Don't hit the button, Rabs. One more go, please. I want out of that.
Paro.
you can't Google it.
Shut up. Just pad for a minute. Horizontal.
No.
What? No, that's not the word you're looking for.
No, I know, but that you still goes long ways. Horizontal, Jim.
What's the word you're looking? Not Parramatta. It's what?
I looked up long ways photo, but they don't tell me. It doesn't come up with it. Anyway, we'll be back after the break.
Wouldn't be panoramic?
Panoramic, that's it.
Fat. Something... humorous.
Yes.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
On the Saturday, Rub Tomorrow, Jim, of course. A very good show there.
Well, that'll be on,
that'll be on Saturday. Yeah,
tomorrow's
Saturday,
Friday, mate.
Yeah. Tomorrow's Friday, so Saturday. Yep.
Yeah, on Saturday, that is. Yep.
Yeah. So we'll worry about that tomorrow.
Wouldn't I?
The Saturday show, yeah.
You told anyone the wouldn't I joke yet, Jimmy Boy?
No,
you wouldn't.
No, and I'm not going to.
It was pretty good.
Geez, it got some traction, Jim.
Oh, come on.
Ethan just can't believe how well it's going on the
What about
podcast?
What about one for
today.
All right, just a short little one, maybe. Mm-hmm. We got how much time we got? It's only Thursday. I thought it was Friday.
Just see if it's funny.
We got a while. However you want.
All right, Jim. What's the wrinkle?
Oh my God!
What's the wrinklest thing on your grandmother?
Have a third go at it.
What's the wrinklest thing?
Have a fourth go at it.
Wrinklest. What's the wrinklest thing? But I need to say,
you can't make this up. No, you need to have a fifth go.
When I point at you, you say wrinklest, right?
No, yeah, this is not me. It's you.
Righto, Jim. We'll start again. We'll cut all that out because luckily we're live. Yep.
Right.
What's the wrinkliest?
No.
And it's a good joke, right? Brad, Bill, you say what I'm trying to say when I point to you.
Bill, we could do this for another hour, it would be side splittingly funny,
right?
But we wrinkliest. Don't have the time. Bill,
right? Ready?
You need
when
to
I
say it.
Right.
No, you say it, Bill. It's wrinkliest.
Wrinkliest.
No, wrinkliest.
Right. Here we go.
Right. Here we go.
Hey Jim, I got a joke, right?
What's the joke?
Well, what's the wrinkliest thing?
No.
I can't say it. Rabs, just say it, will you?
Wrinkliest.
Well, you say it.
What are you clapping for?
Wrinkliest.
No, but Bill,
you in it.
Break it down. It's like ice rink. Rink.
Yeah, I know what
then,
rink is.
And then liest. Rinkliest.
Rinkliest. There we go.
Righto.
I've got a joke. What is the wrinkliest thing on your grandmother, yes. Jim?
What?
Your grandfather.
No! Oh! What is this? What's happened? What's happened to this show?
Well, James Lake, the newsreader.
Yes, very good. Very good.
Accomplished.
That's it. And eloquent.
He said this in his little newsreel thing, Jim. He said, and I quote.
Well, this is a segment called What Do You Find Hard to Say, by the way. Yeah. Anything in your case.
And he said, Jim.
Yes.
A burglar got stuck. A burglar got stuck down a chimney to him.
Burglar.
And he actually said that.
A burglar.
A bloke trying to break in got stuck down the chimney, Jim.
Oh, whoa!
And I thought to myself right then, Jim, I thought, gee, that's hard to say.
So I want you to have another go at it, please.
Well, he said a burglar got stuck down a chimney. What's wrong with that? How do you say it then?
A burglar got stuck down a chimney. It's not that
that's
hard.
That's what I did. A burglar got stuck down a chimney.
A chimney. There's an L in there. Chimney.
Chimney.
A chimney, thank you.
Oh, there you go, chimney. No, there's no L in there. Anyway, 1-3-3-5.
It is impossible to script any of this. Impossible. It is just impossible.
It's like when I went to I ho ho.
Oh!
If I say quick, I ho I.
What are you actually trying to say?
What are you trying to say, Bill?
The country, the state, yes. Over in USA.
Idaho. What is it?
No,
which one?
I
let him go.
Don't you go to a break.